So today I want to read from an essay article I wrote in 2004, and I had a sense before I wrote it that it was really important to write it, and I felt a sense of inner duty, kind of spiritual, metaphysical urge or kind of prompting to put this out. And I had that with the Healing and Balance PDF, which is much longer, long ago. And whether that means this is an important document for everybody is another matter. Some people may find it very helpful. It was certainly very helpful for me to write it and put it out. The title is Human Crisis and Divine Plan. There are six parts, and I'm going to read through each part. And maybe I'll comment after each part, but I'll comment at the end as well. The first section is the introduction. Then second is human consciousness groups. Third, Earth's cosmic function. Fourth is called partnership mirroring catalyst first view, meaning catalyst associated with two soul groups or two groups of people on Earth as they mirror each other. The fifth part is partnership mirroring catalyst, meaning catalyst again associated with two different groups of people on Earth associated with orientation, positive, negative, neutral. Second view, and part six is conclusions. So it's 11 pages, not so long. Can sit back, relax, and hopefully enjoy. And it's basically about the mix of spiritual orientation, positive, negative, neutral. Positive meaning committed to the positive path, service to other, service to all, which is the way of love and unity, or virtue and honesty. 90% of the souls in 3D seem to follow that path in the galaxy. And the second group being negatively oriented, service to self, the way of separation and control, and control as the opposite of love. And then the third group, which is basically the people on Earth who haven't made a clear choice of either moral path. Those two paths of polarity are moral paths. It's moral polarity in terms of consciousness or beings choosing what their values are. Moral values is the basis of the paths of polarity, the moral valuation of treating each other as we would treat ourselves or wish to be treated, positive way of virtue, love, non-control, honesty, truth, seeking the best or benefit for all. That doesn't mean martyr. And the negative path of seeking only for the sense for the self at the expense of others, or taking from others to advance the self by forms of control and domination, and that's associated with separation. That's left-hand path, and about 10% of the souls leaving third density in the galaxy appear to be on that path. And the majority of people who would be called non-polarized or unpolarized, and sometimes they're goodly, and sometimes they're selfish, and but they're not. They don't have a clear moral compass, and they don't have a commitment to either path, which is self-development, holistic self-development, and benefit for other too, which is positive path. Holistic self-development means not just physical, material, but also spiritual, inner, emotional, mental, and those on the negative path, which is very much about taking from others and taking advantage of others to gain for the personal self with increasing separation, and the fact that most people on Earth really haven't chosen. And so why is this happening? Why do we have these groups here? And what's it all about? And Earth's role in the sector of the galaxy hosting these souls of these two different orientations and no orientation at all. So I'm just going to read section one. Maybe make some comments after, then go to 2 through 6. Begins introduction, part one, introduction. And some of the language here is a little stilted. My apologies. This is a reading, a writing and sometimes I write a little too formally or stiff, but please, hope that doesn't discount the message. Part 1, Introduction. Understandably, we who seek love, wisdom, both personally and collectively, lament the perpetual darkness of Earth's global culture. Endless warfare, institutional corruption and deceit, vast socio-economic injustice, education and media folly, mind control, commercialism, and discord in family relations. All such common features of human society cause wanderers and all who care great sorrow and pain. And yet, our pain is due to our perspective, and our perspective is based on subtle assumptions, many of which disregard divine plan, and more specifically, the role of Earth in galactic soul evolution. Of course, few people venture past their own personal distortions, let alone try to comprehend esoterics of global process in cosmic relief. Our common view is simple and justified by common sense. However, it is childish when held up to consideration of logoic plan and the primacy of the law of free will in interdimensional soul evolution. The common spiritual novice view is this: human cosmic evil is bad and should be opposed and eliminated. This notion stems from our own subjective bias that values love and all it implies: equity, justice, freedom, goodwill, and harmonious social structure, and there's nothing inherently wrong in it. Oh, big bird, just a big white bird just came by. However, all that exists is allowed to exist, and the Creator has granted primacy to free will in all soul progression to allow us to choose our own paths of polarized self-development, what Ra calls or terms service to self and service to other, the ways of seeking separation and/or unity. To logoic being, the Logos, evil is neither mistake nor tragedy, and the misery that plagues humanity is fully warranted by its own personal and collective karmic inheritance. No, the Creator does not punish, but rather, souls self-generate their own life conditions in both individual and collective formation, and all souls choose their own circumstance to catalyze learning and growth. This is one of the cornerstones of basic metaphysics. Admittedly, these ideas are controversial and cannot be accepted without significant wisdom and awareness of multidimensional soul law. Beyond the veil, using just a common 3D mind complex, such ideas cannot be verified nor proven, thus you may disagree. I simply present the understanding that has come to me, and it's up to you to determine its relative accuracy. And so, the common view is that, and I feel that, human and cosmic evil is bad, it should be opposed, it should be eliminated, and that's all. But there, that doesn't really take into account logoic plan and the purpose of planet Earth and soul evolution. Part 2, Human Consciousness Groups. Stepping back a moment, we can then ask this: why is it that evil, injustice, and ignorance are so prevalent here? Yes, it is karmic law, the operation of multi-incarnational cause and effect. Could it be these conditions are not a deviation from cosmic law, not a perversion of how, quote, things are supposed to be? Could it be that planetary conditions are wholly or completely in accord with divine plan? Recalling dimensions of boundless light, sensing the profound love harmony of groups from which we come, awakened wanderers despair in the face of human evil and suffering. We know global conditions need not be this way. We trust ourselves enough to realize, if they would but listen, this could be such a beautiful world. And yet, we have forgotten what Earth was meant to be, the true nature of the logoic gift given to souls who constitute the dominant groups here. For wanderers, it must be remembered that this is not our planet. It is their planet, the ordained 3D home world of those in the majority incarnate here. despite the presence of wanderers, and an ever larger group of positively oriented souls seeking love, light, truth, and harmony, the great majority of 3D incarnates here are non-polarized, not pledged to either selfish or selfless being, in my opinion. This is by far the majority consciousness on Earth, and you would do well to consider the implications, for there are many. Please understand, I make no judgment here. It is simply plain fact. For one reason or another, most human souls are confused as to whether their path, not merely preference, but their affirmed, conscious, deliberate path, is that of love or control. Anyone can help an old lady who falls down before us, but real positive polarization demands far more than that. It is no less than whole-bodied commitment to our own personal growth and that of everyone around us. It is not a small matter. It is, rather, a driving imperative to an ever-growing life. When oppressed, most humans on Earth seek freedom, justice, equal opportunity, understandably. But this, too, does not constitute true positive polarization. And generally, when those previously oppressed gain socioeconomic power, they turn their backs on the yet disempowered, and then turn left towards self-embellishment. This is the primary reason why the vast majority of human leadership is self-serving. Those who support them outwardly, more or less, seek inwardly a comparable state of dominance and control, in my opinion. Actually, it could not be otherwise. Thus, atop the human social ladder, ruling earthly nations, we find souls for the most part polarized to self-service. Nor is this an accident. Souls always get the leadership they deserve, in the same way as all beings receive the lives they create by karmic operation. It is spiritual immaturity to blame fate, accident, a fickle creator or creation, or some other external cause. Karmic law is eminently fair and true, and divine justice operates in the most exacting detail despite our ignorance of it. Frankly, it is no mystery that we find such misery, inequity, ignorance, and prevalence of control structures in Earth's 3D social complex. It is primarily due to negatively oriented, self-serving leadership, resting upon non-polarized or inadequately love-wisdom-based souls who constitute the vast ranks of population. Upon close inspection, it is obvious that wanderers are but a small percentage of humanity, and souls wholly centered in love-wisdom are really quite few here. Simply put, 3D souls who are negatively oriented, negatively orienting, and those not yet polarized must go somewhere for their own development. And where shall they go? Well, in this sector of the galaxy, they come here. And so, wanderers have to realize that many wanderers I talk to in counseling don't realize that most people don't think like you do. Most people don't feel like you do. Most people don't have the same values or set of concerns or priorities as you do. Most people, as far as I've met, they don't really think about world peace very much. They think about, you know, their own well-being and that of their friends and family, but their awareness of the collective is really quite limited. And those souls were allowed to come here. They're here by cosmic permission, you know, the Council of Saturn, the logos of the system. The souls that are here are allowed to come here for their own soul evolution. And ultimately, we have three groups, but the most dynamic, as far as I can tell, are those service to self who control social direction and have led societies around the world for, you know, since what? Mid-Atlantis 15,000 years ago? And the masses of folks who don't seem to be clear about positive and negative or morality. So, part three, Earth's cosmic function. In no uncertain terms, Earth was given by the logoic creator of this solar system to be the home, training ground, and site of major 3D catalyst for all souls here at this point in the greater cycle. Although most souls universally end up choosing the love-wisdom path, serving others, moving towards unity and harmony, some do not, while some others have chronic blockage in their ability to polarize out of 3D along either path. in this sector of the galaxy, planet Earth, which is an aspect of the solar system's logoic creator, has chosen this role in grand service to these somewhat problematic souls. Not every logos is willing to offer a portion of its being to host such disharmonious and darkened 3D incarnates, and the logoic willingness to allow itself to be used for catalyst provision for these somewhat difficult beings is a mark of its sanctity and power. This is no different from how souls in 3D agree to be parents of, quote, very troubled other souls, coming to them as so-called children. It's a sacrifice willingly made, a sign of a hardy being, willing to challenge itself through disharmonious catalyst. The same can be said of the local creator. It is quite willing to host these beings, a partnership that can be lightly referred to as, quote, Orion and the Sleepers. And so the next section gets into this, and that's the partnership. Those that are service to self or based, you know, influenced or run by Orion, ultimately, through the highest levels of the Illuminati service to self elite pyramid, down through, you know, what? The black magicians, and then the trillionaires, and then those who make the appointments to the global financial leadership, then those who determine national financial leadership and national political staff, meaning presidents and the people around them, and the corporations, you know, the corporate top hierarchy. So Orion and the sleepers being those who haven't chosen either path clearly. Part 4, partnership mirroring catalyst, first view. In any case, this can be understood further. Souls in human 3D who are negatively oriented or orienting, and those chronically asleep to the need for spiritual maturity, unable to polarize left or right, wholly deserve each other and reflect key unseen aspects of the other. This is a very subtle point, but moves towards greater recognition of just how divine plan operates in this dimension, on a world that seems so full of crisis and chaos. From a shallow view, this is true, but upon deeper consideration, 3D consciousness dynamics here are perfectly balanced, fitting, and fair, from this view and my own opinion. More than that, they are optimally self-structured to catalyze their own transformation if wisely used. A bit of depth psychology a la Carl Jung holds the key to understanding. For those negatively oriented or orienting, the shadow complex, consisting of all that is repressed, includes love, truth, and the reality of unified universal being. Conversely, for those maintaining chronic non-polarization, it is discernment, self-empowerment, and soul demand for spiritual growth and choice that sits in the unseen shadow realm in the deep mind. Depth psychology teaches that the conscious orientation of human personality is always perfectly balanced by unrecognized polar opposite complex in the deep mind. The reason these two groups find themselves paired in this world is no less than the fact that each offers the other a perfect consciousness catalyst for their own continued soul evolution. Opposites do attract, both in interpersonal relations and collective soul grouping, and it is no accident that these two forces are the dominant actors in 3D Earth. Interestingly, those negatively oriented or orienting can be understood to be inadequately polarized on their path, thus needing catalyst sparking continued movement along their path of self-service. In contrast to those who naively imagine all souls should become good and virtuous, there really are two paths of soul evolution, as above, so below, and beings which consciously reject love unity do have the right to progress themselves without heart activation. This is a controversial point, admittedly, but it is well known to mystics East and West, is often discussed in Buddhist Hindu teachings, and can be found in all traditions of genuine ageless wisdom. It is simply an outgrowth and consequence of the blanketing law of free will, and is itself an essential feature of divine plan. The Creator has created the foundations of just such polarity and actively supports its maintenance. Curiously, The negative path demands continual reduction of love and unified presence, increasing conformity in thought and action to the ways of power aggrandizement, one-pointed access and use of self-will, and steady growth in, quote, the negative use of wisdom, which was a term from Ra, using mind to control and dominate. Examples can be found in such books as The Art of War by the Chinese logician Sun Tzu and the works of Machiavelli and the Protocols of Zion. These are simply manuals for those on the negative path and were, of course, inspired by souls in higher, quote, negative dimensions. In Earth's 3D realm, or space-time, those on this path, negative path, find themselves confronted with a great mass of souls who've not yet made their choice of polarity, who innately rebel against their own oppression, but yet lack the self-trust and discernment to realize the solution to their predicament. For those seeking further dominance or service to polarization on the negative path, the challenge is to increase their own mind-will access and conscious polarization in the ways of control. In essence, the lack of discernment and self-empowerment of the masses they rule, those neither polarized towards love or control, reflects their own still inadequate usage of mind and will upon their already chosen negative path. This is a perfect example of soul group mirroring, and in a strange way, is no less than another indication of cosmic unity. Those whom we may consider asleep to their own divine light and strength are a perfect counterpoint to those on the self-service path, who are also seeking increased access to inner power through mind, and in their case, a heart-blocked use of wisdom, which is a negative use of wisdom for the negative path folks. The inertia of non-polarized groups offers significant catalyst for those already negatively polarized, giving them, ironically, the opportunity to refine their evil. Again, I certainly do not support or encourage the negative path, but I do believe we need to understand all this, particularly why we find these two groups dominant in 3D Earth, and how these two consciousness poles reflect and play off each other. Without doubt, the Creator and the highest beings in our octave of seven densities are replete with love and unity being, without an iota of the desire to harm. Of course, that's the ultimate goal of all soul progression upon either path. But in time and space, there is polarized soul growth, and far more than making us all good, the Creator seeks soul progression through freely chosen self-development. That these two groups find themselves facing off against each other in this dimension is no accident, is in full accord with divine plan, and offers carefully designed catalyst so each may refine their own choices. Part 5, Partnership Mirroring Catalyst, Second View. For their part, those who've not yet made adequate effort in mind polarization, meaning the non-polarized, find themselves dominated, in the main, by a negatively oriented ruling class relatively clear about the ways of self-aggrandizement. While this type of leadership does offer an opportunity to join their ranks, inviting some into human institutional control structures, in the main, the agenda of those in control is generally to keep as many down as possible, using them to their own benefit without significant power sharing. Of course, we see this in operation all over the world. Certainly, most of the souls, as yet unpolarized, non-polarized in 3D, do end up choosing the positive path of love unity, and will not, in the long run, turn against their own heart. Nevertheless, they are given the option of going either way. The main function of negative leadership is to squeeze those not yet polarized through increasing body-mind restriction and control towards greater activation of their own mind and will through the catalyst of collective and repeated heart wounding. Of course, mind and will are essential to both paths of polarization, but the primary quality needed for positive polarization, in distinction to self-service path, is heart activation, genuine compassion towards self and other. By means of long-standing social complex oppression and dominance, negative leadership offers those not yet polarized the catalyst of physical mental suffering and spiritual heart constriction. The hope from higher levels above human leadership, but like confederation or council, the hope from higher levels is that those oppressed will generate greater heart activation as a means of seeking their own freedom, which is itself a quality of the positive path. Though these are truly miserable aspects of human existence, or human experience, if used wisely, as with all catalysts, they can fuel great soul growth, meaning oppression and heart wounding. In the face of such misery, i.e. human crisis, non-polarized souls are given strong impetus to wake up to what they really want, who they really are, the latent power of their insufficiently used powers of intellect, and the self-fulfilling primacy of heart-centered being. Like turning lemons to lemonade by adding sugar, sour, dismal 3D experience generated by negatively oriented or orienting leadership driving human society to constant turmoil is potent catalyst for those yet sleeping to their own potential. Certainly, such difficulties also give those who are already seeking world peace a chance to increase their own heart-centered commitment. But I believe it is mainly to the sleeping masses that negative leadership catalyst is directed. There are countless love-based 3D social complexes in the galaxy. But what makes this 3D realm unique, meaning human, Earth, space-time, is its preponderance of chronically non-orienting souls, those who have missed repeated graduations on other worlds and thus remain cycling in this plane, 3D, 3D repeaters. The dominance of global human leadership works primarily upon those who are non-oriented, as they constitute the majority consciousness grouping on Earth and have the most to learn as they lift themselves out of what Ra termed the vast sinkhole of indifference. Part 6, Conclusions. For wanderers, it is a key to our well-being to understand and make peace with the rampant evil and ignorance on Earth. We cannot be of much service to others, let alone offer clear, love-light radiatory energy to the globe, if we remain confused and daunted by the distortions of the social complex within which we live. The ideas of this essay come from my own personal confrontation and inner process of just this dynamic, a relatively bright soul living in a somewhat darkened social complex. I imagine this is much the same for you. No doubt, the Creator is all things and no thing, and apparent polarity is predominant only due to our own occluded perception, meaning it's really empty or sunya, and we just simply perceive and experience all this apparent polarity. With greater expanded awareness, so-called polarity is seen as interwoven strands of vibratory light in the boundless matrix of the one field of creation. The primary quality of the one field is limitless light, Ein Sof from Hebrew Kabbalah, Mahamudra, or Great Seal from Tibetan Buddhism. Thus, we need not despair, no matter how sordid life on this orb appears to be. From the perspective of freedom, there is no enduring slavery in creation. And from the point of being of 60 groups who guide soul evolution, it is right and fitting that both negatively oriented souls and those not yet having chosen each have a place to grow. Reversing my assumptions about how Earth life was supposed to be, I could glimpse the cosmic function of this world by its being just the way it is. Our real challenge is to make peace with the fact we have chosen to be here. And so, it is essential we grow settled in our own life purpose and the fulfillment of our intentions in taking birth in this world. For myself, I realize that verbal and written teaching is but one element of what I'm here to do, and that the quality of my presence, vibratory, radiatory being, is far more important than the thought forms I produce. For you too, it's crucial to come into alignment with just why it is you awaken here in human body every morning. Thank you for remaining on Earth. I wish you peace and well-being. And that was completed April 6, 2004, 13 and a half years ago. And thank you for letting me read it, and I hope it was helpful for you in listening to it. And it's food for contemplation as to the metaphysical function of this 3D cycle on planet Earth, and what we see in the world with lots of oppression and social inequity and conflict and aggression, warfare at the physical and the intellectual, ideological levels, lots of conflict and lots of struggle and lots of suffering and disagreement and ignorance and confusion, is wholly the product of the groups of souls allowed to come and incarnate here at this time in this cycle, of course. So humanity creates its culture, and the particular composition of humanity is the result of the choice of the Council of Saturn, seems to me, in allowing souls of particular orientation and a particular quantity, quality of orientation to be here. So we have some, I would say, we have some souls on Earth, the human leadership, but they come from Mars and Maldek and are very, and you know, or directly from planets in the Orion Federation that are 3D negative, that have very close relations to Orion in fourth density, 4D negative, 5D negative, and are relatively sophisticated on the surface to self path. I mean, some of the understanding of methods of control and domination are very sophisticated. If you look at Yuri Bezmenov's KGB discussion of the KGB ideological subversion or active measures, the demoralization program, which echoes the revelations of Dr. Day, the Planned Parenthood doctor that gave a talk in '69, I think, that was remembered by one of the doctors in the audience. Very much, very complete, mature, sophisticated program of ideological subversion of a nation. We see, you know, the Protocol of the Elders of Zion, whether it's whoever wrote it, whatever the basis is, shows very sophisticated methodology of controlling nations. We see the works of Machiavelli, the works of Sun Tzu, which is actually not called The Art of War. The title, the original title in Chinese, is totally different. Only some Westerner came up with that cute title. But he was a logician, he was a military strategist, and like Machiavelli, knows very well how to counsel leadership in growing their power. And so these are relatively sophisticated downloads, probably from 4D negative. So there are some relatively advanced and sophisticated 3D negative souls on planet Earth, wherever they're from. You know, Orion wanderers, I don't think so, mainly, but very, you know, high students of Orion, 3D negative, close to polarization, Mars, Maldek, whatever. And then a whole lot of others who are on the negative path, it seems, but are not that disciplined. And wanderers who are from fourth, fifth, sixth density confederation, positively oriented groups. But it's really only 2%. You know, Ross said 65 million, 60 million, 65 million in 1981, I think. And maybe it's 100 million today. That might be pushing it, but it's no more than one or no more than 2%. And of the 98% remaining, what percent would be harvestable? 5, 10? I don't think much more than that. Ra's group, their 3D harvest initially was only 16%, 6.5 million out of 38, they said, something like that. So if they had such a harmonious group subgroup on Venus and only 16%, 15% harvested, positive, 40 positive, 2.5 billion years ago, what do you think it's going to be here? I don't know, 5%, 3%, 8%, 12%, probably nothing more than that. So what have we got? 80% of the people here are not so well polarized, positive or negative, something like that, perhaps. So most of those that are negatively polarized will repeat. Many of those that are positively oriented will repeat. And with Wanderers and the Harvestables, right? 2% plus what? 8%? What have you got? 10%? 15%? That's about it. And the other, pretty much, I mean, the service itself is probably only 1%, very small, actually, but they're very sophisticated. But I think you have 80% plus of the people who will repeat the cycle and are not really that well polarized, positive or negative, although they're all leaning positive, generally, even though they can be quite selfish. So that's a very strange configuration. And Ra had said that the groups on Earth came from multiple 3D planets that are already harvested to 4D, mostly positive. And even if 50% of the human population has some conscious participation in programming catalysts before birth, Ra has said, which indicates heart chakra activation. So maybe 50%, 54, 55% of the people have some adequate heart chakra activation. That still doesn't mean it's enough to graduate, or that they consciously are committed to, personal development and being a benefit to others. And truth as well, truth and virtue. So it's a very strange situation here, the composite nature of the collective and the, I think, relatively discordant mix of positive and negative and non-oriented groups, positive, negative, non-oriented. And that's what we see now. I mean, to me, this is the time of apocalypse, meaning revelation. That's very normal at the end of a third density cycle with the shadowing of yellow green 3.7, last subplane of the third density cycle or spectrum, heavily influenced by green ray, where all things are revealed. And partly what this time of apocalypse revelation is revealing or exposing is Armageddon, which is the end cycle conflict between the two ways or the two paths, positive and negative. And so the apocalypse of Armageddon, I think, sums up the present time very well to me. And the Armageddon is not necessarily physical, but it's primarily mental, spiritual, right? There's a whole lot of metaphysical jousting or magical activity on both sides. So this essay again, is for those who want to contemplate the metaphysics, the metaphysical dynamics of human civilization as the product of the mix of souls that are, is humanity and the collective. And the composite nature of this civilization is really critical to understanding the progression from, Lemurian times, 75,000 years ago, Easter Island and Nazca Lines and all that, as Ra talks about 60,000 years ago, through Atlantis and the destruction of Atlantis, to the post-Atlantean, to the pre-Christic time before Yeshua, and then the last 2,000 years. It may all be known well, certainly better than I understand it. I understand a little, and I think I've learned a lot. And I know, there's tremendous much more of history and the metaphysics behind the history. But we really can know information or know truth sufficiently to resolve burning doubt or pain, levels of doubt and confusion associated with angst and great discomfort. And truth shall set you free means the more we accord our mind, our beliefs, our deep views, and the way we live our life with truth. So, according thought, word, and deed with truth, any level of truth or any truth that seems significant, certainly the truth of the composite nature of Earth humanity and the unique and quite unusual configuration of that composite collective of humanity that constitutes the population today, or what we see on Earth that gives rise to history, the history of civilization. and lots of conflict and lots of both beautiful, great achievement, you know, like some of the great artists and musicians and philosophers and religious figures and inventors and humanitarians, along with barbarity and cruelty that really is atrocious and horrendous. That mix is rare. It's not that common in 3D civilizations or in a 3D cycle to have such a mix, heaven and hell. So Ra said this 3D plane, space-time, offers an adequate heaven and more than adequate hell. And if one if one takes care of one's life externally, which can only be done by taking good care of yourself or your mind, heart, internally, meaning getting beyond distorted core beliefs about self and world and confused values and psychological conflict and patterns that are unhelpful, unskillful, getting through that into love wisdom or peaceful heart, a quiet mind, one can experience an adequate heaven here. Meanwhile, others experience more than adequate hell. And we can't really, I don't think we ought to hold as a goal some kind of deep well-being here, frankly. Even Gautama and Nityananda, they're not cheery. And they weren't happy in a sense of light and carefree because there was so much suffering, confusion, pain, and trouble around them. They didn't make any trouble for others or themselves. They understood it perfectly. I have faith that they did because of their achievement, Nityananda Gautama, as beings who are finished with ahamkara and avidya, finished with the 10 fetters. But this is a world in which there's a lot of pain and conflict and darkness, we can say. Darkness being the lack of love, wisdom, love, light. Because these souls in this sector have to go somewhere, and the Logoi agreed to send them here. The Logos of other systems and this one agreed to send and receive and have them here now. And that ain't a mistake. And this too shall pass. And absolutely for sure, one day we're going to look back, or when we're finished with days and no more diurnal cycles, and we're out of this 3D world, we will look back and have some fondness and wistfulness, absolutely, at you know, life in the war zone, our times during the war and the resistance. We as the spiritual resistance during the underground resistance in the war, and the war is the Armageddon, which is the influence of both Orion and Confederation influencing humanity. They, from the Confederation side, are not at war, and I wouldn't, I don't like all these designations of spiritual warrior. I think that's kind of immature, because Gautama and Nityananda, they ain't warring anyone. They are radiant suns, and illumining all with love light. They don't war, but around us is a war, and humanity is not very well. And in the next few years, as long as we stay in our body, and as long as humanity has before dimensional shift and the final end of 3D dimensional life, the 3D dimensional cycle ending is the ending of 3D physical civilization. And then we have a new heaven and a new earth, and the meek shall inherit the earth, and the saints come marching in, and the Yeshua or the Christic principle returns, and the world is similar to how Howard Storm saw it in his NDE, which is very earth nature centered and intimate. In a very holistic, non-aggressive, non-controlling way, where people are free to explore what they feel is best for their own continued development, in any way, and harmlessness is inbuilt. to the civilization because they wouldn't want, they're all committed on the positive path or leading with love, developing love wisdom, and feel great joy to appreciate the creator or the incarnation and reality in life. And so there's no need for law when morality is embedded in the heart. You know, the moral heart, the open heart is the moral heart. No external laws needed. That's 4D positive. And we can, you know, anticipate that, and the 4D wanderers probably here will remain, and the older folks will leave. But it is critical for our own well-being now, I think, to make peace with civilization and humanity as it is. And that really requires a metaphysical perspective. And that's the purpose of my writing this essay, Human Crisis and Divine Plan. So I hope it was helpful. Please take good care of yourselves, and good night.